Thankfully, the Washington State legislative session has ended, which means the Democrats can't cause any more problems. Here to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, our Senate Republican leader, Senator John Braun. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. So let's start with the good news, right? Give me the dinner before the dessert, almost, in this case, right? Tell me what good things came out of this legislative session.
Well, I mean, there's lots of little good things. I think that the biggest good thing is probably the operating budget, and that seems like a strange thing to begin with, especially from the minority. But in a new development this year, the Senate Democrats had kept the Senate Republicans involved in the budget from beginning to end. We were involved in everything but the final negotiations, and there's a lot of Republican impact on the budget. I think the most important things are no new taxes, big deal. The growth rate is less than half what it has been for the last three bienniums. It's closer to what you see it's about 8% for 2 years, which is pretty close to inflation, pretty close to income growth. So that's big change from years past, and a pretty good reserve. So just the fundamentals on the budget, you know, there's lots of things I don't agree with in the budget, but the fundamentals are good news long term for the citizens of the state of Washington.
So I guess what I'm concerned about, if there were no spending cuts, which it didn't seem like there really were, and we have all these businesses that are moving out of Washington, these big high profile $1 million businesses moving out, eventually that tax bill is going to come due. It's going to fall to us. And then the legislator is going to be back again saying we need more money from the citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this is one item of many. I mean, I think we have to be, and this is why I brought up the reserves. I think there's a lot of reasons to think that the revenue for the state is going to plateau or possibly even decline in the future because of economic slowdown, because of businesses moving out of the state, because we have a terrible business climate in our state. These are all good concerns, and I don't think they're, you know, this budget by itself addresses those concerns. But let me put it this way. It doesn't make it worse, which after the last few bienniums where we've seen budget growth in the 19% range, to get it back in the 8% range, which is almost right at inflation over 2 years, that's a big move in the right direction. Is it perfect? No. And there's still a lot of things in the budget I disagree with. But fundamentally, it's a move in the right direction. And when you're in the minority and you're looking for some good news, this is good news.
We're talking with Senate. I keep doing that. I'm sorry. It's autopilot. We're talking with Senate Republican leader, Senator John Braun from the 20th District of Washington, serving Thurston, Kalitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. All right, the bad news. Now, here's the thing. I'm not sure this is bad news. So there are no fixes to the Blake decision, which means drugs are now effectively decriminalized, a.k.a. legalized here in Washington State. And I just say, let the Democrats own it. They caused this mess. Let them own it. And now common sense municipalities can at least protect their areas. But on the downside, it's going to bleed over. I mean, stuff that happens in Seattle is going to bleed over to the rest of King County. So I guess it's bad news for everybody. But at the end of the day, I say, screw it. Just let the Democrats own this one.
Yeah, I'm sort of with you. I don't think this is the best solution. A good, workable statewide solution would be the best answer. They weren't interested in doing that. And in absence of a good statewide solution, I think letting the locals deal with it is the next best option. And I think in areas of Washington that Republicans tend to represent, those cities and those counties are going to step forward with good, meaningful, workable ordinances that prohibit the use of drugs and the possession of drugs in our state. And I think that's and the funding that's available through the operating budget, through the capital budget, wasn't contingent on a statewide solution. It will be available for them to set up, you know, municipal drug courts, the things that will help us really get after that problem. So is it perfect? No. Is it better than, I mean, the worst news would have been a bad state solution that preempted cities and counties from doing something. That would have been a disaster. This is not a disaster. This gives locals the option to act. I think many of them will.
I noticed that a whole bunch of mayors signed on to a letter calling for some fixes to be done here. And I noticed that the biggest city in the state, Seattle, was absent from that. Do you think Seattle just doesn't care that it's going down the toilet? Or do you think they're so beholden to special interest groups they can't say anything about it?
You know, they're so locked in to their ideology that they're seemingly indifferent to the horrific death rates we're seeing across our state, but mostly in Seattle and King County. I mean, we're seeing death rates of, I think the last stat I saw was 33 people a day dying from overdose. That's three times what it was just a couple years ago. Imagine that. It's just, I mean, it appears to me to be indifference. They just don't care. Their ideology says they have to go do one thing, and if that means people have to die, they're somehow okay with that. It's mind-boggling.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, you look at the King County Regional Homeless Authority, and they just seem to be exporting Seattle's problem to the rest of King County, which is why so many King County mayors are on that list. We're talking with Senate Republican Leader John Braun about the end of the legislative session, which just ended last night. Okay, so public safety obviously was not at the top of the agenda for the Democrats. I mean, this new reforms to the police pursuit bill, it's not going to stop anything. We have the second highest car theft rate in the entire U.S., and now police are still not allowed to pursue anybody who steals cars. And of course, the criminals know that.
That's right. I mean, The new bill doesn't do any harm. It adds some additional options for the police, but they're not the ones that will truly make a difference stopping the lawlessness across our state, whether it's auto theft, which is at all-time highs, or just reckless driving. They can't, the officer is not allowed to pursue in the vault of reckless driving. Think like happened a few weeks ago over in the central Washington area, where the guy drove the wrong way down the freeway and ultimately killed three kids. It's criminal what the Democrats are doing to limit police from stopping these types of crimes and these types of outcomes across our state. This bill doesn't hurt it, but absolutely does not stop the lawlessness that's going on.
And worse than that, they don't believe in parental rights at all. So now they're going to make things more dangerous. And now they're going to make it so that if the state wants to, I guess, allow your kid to run away from home, state-sanctioned kidnapping, for lack of a better word, under Senate Bill 5599. I mean, the fact that the Democrats were spinning like crazy last week and using far-left progressive talking points to do it but couldn't actually point to the bill itself tells me everything I need to know about this. I mean, if you have the facts, point to the facts. But if you actually read this, and it's only 10 pages, if you read this bill, you'll see exactly what it does. It allows a kid who identifies whatever way they want, doesn't even have to prove abuse or anything like that, to just run away from home, and they'll be in the homeless system for the rest of their lives. And yet all the Democrats came out there on the steps of the Capitol the other day to support this insanity. So they own this mess, right?
That's right. And this bill is a disaster. And they want to call names. They want to see where, say, you're transphobic, you don't care about these kids. That is fundamentally untrue. What we care about is making sure parents are involved in their children's lives, especially with very complex, very difficult decisions that like gender dysphoria. This should not be something a child faces without the guidance of their parents. That's the parents' responsibility to be involved. And the idea that this is somehow, opposing this bill is somehow wrong. It is wrong that this bill is in place. It's bad for parents. It's bad for kids. It's bad for Washington. It's an embarrassment to the state of Washington, frankly.
Senator John Braun, I owe you a drink for sure, because this was a grueling legislative session. Let's get together soon and actually talk things over, because you guys need to do a whole marketing strategy. Every time a story comes up, you guys need to say, see, Democrats voted for this. See, Democrats created this. See, Democrats caused this, all the way through the next legislative session.
I'd be happy to get a drink with you. That'd be great.
Awesome. Fantastic. Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader of 20th District of Washington, serving Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. Thank you so much for all your hard work this year, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. You have a good day. Bye.